Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston is among the three U.S. cities that will form a so-called Truth, Justice, and Reconciliation Commission. It'll review racial inequities, police violence, and misconduct in the legal system. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
The district attorneys in Boston, Philadelphia, and San Francisco will each create commissions that could start work as early as this fall. The groups will review the often fractured relationships between law enforcement and communities, primarily those of color. Suffolk County DA Rachel Rollins says the Boston Commission will be designed with community input and will consider potential changes to the legal system.
We're going to, ultimately reimagine what the interaction between law enforcement and certain communities can be. And this is one way we're doing that.
For example, Rollins says she would like such a commission to look at incidents like the 1970s fight over busing in Boston and the case of Charles Stewart. In 1989, Stewart falsely alleged that his pregnant wife, Carol, was fatally shot by an African-American man. Before learning that Stewart killed his wife and then killed himself, Boston police aggressively searched the black community and made an arrest.
Charles Stewart knew his audience and made a fake claim against a fictitious black person. And hell was rained down upon the Mission Hill community, and they've never been apologized to.
Rollins believes such a panel will help restore trust in law enforcement and could then improve public safety. In part, these panels would be modeled after the Truth and Reconciliation Commissions formed in South Africa when apartheid ended in the 1990s. The Grassroots Law Project is spearheading this effort. The project's co-founder, Sean King, says these commissions are different because they're overseen by district attorneys who could decide to prosecute.
Because this will function as an endeavor, as an effort within the district attorney's office, there's a straight line to justice and change and policy shifts.
Despite several proposed reforms amid the nationwide protests over police brutality and the murder of George Floyd, King says these commissions are a step toward a new way of dealing with crime and justice.
It's okay to reform or tinker with this system, but sometimes we have to say we need to build a new system. Part of why we're doing this now is to build a new system that actually considers all people in Boston, all people in Philadelphia and San Francisco.
The Grassroots Law Project and the DAs are formally announcing the creation of the commissions later today. King hopes more cities will follow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.